Subject, should I believe it or not? Good morning, Stephen Shirley. Here's my dilemma. I've been with my husband for 13 years, married for 9 years. We are supposed to renew our vows next year, and I'm not sure if that will happen. A month after our wedding, we got pregnant. We were young, and he really didn't know how to be a husband because he never had that stability as a child. The first couple of months, my husband was hanging out with his friends late at night while I was pregnant and living in a terrible neighborhood. One day during my 8th month of pregnancy, I received a phone call from this girl stating that she was sorry to inform me, but she and my husband slept together and now she's pregnant. You can imagine what went through my mind at that time. Needless to say, we worked through this. A couple of years and 2 kids later, he still wasn't providing me with the compassion that he had when we were just dating, so I sought out the attention of another man. I never had sex with this guy, but we did kiss. I knew that I was wrong, and I own up to my mistakes. We got past this ordeal as well. My husband and I love having threesomes, and he knows that I am attracted to girls. So we had a threesome one night.
Right, hold on.
Slow down.
The hell just happened?
Exactly. Didn't it take a hard left? Didn't it?
Go back and read that again.
And we might need to use a disclaimer right there, too. All right. My husband and I love having threesomes. And he knows that I am attracted to girls. So we had a threesome one night. And since then, the woman has been trying to just be with me. And I've told her many times that I only partake with the company of my husband. Now, 4 kids later, the same girl recently informed me that she and my husband have had sex multiple times without me. Did I mention they used to work together? Well, she said that he had never mentioned me and she didn't know anything about me until we met that night. I know this is a lot, so my question to you is, should I continue to subject myself to this? I am not sure what to believe. He said he never did it, but it's been twice, and I feel like such a fool. I feel like I can just take my four kids and be on my merry little way. Am I reading too much into this? Should I believe him? Do you think that we should go to counseling first to work this out, or is twice enough? Sincerely, so confused over it. You're confused. OMG, you've written to 2 people who don't even do threesomes for some advice. And what is... I don't know. This letter is so disjointed and crazy. I mean, this is just a mess of a marriage you have here. He cheated. You cheated. Well, sort of. You said you just kissed the man. Then you say you guys worked through that. Then you hit us with the threesome thing out of nowhere. Then we find out you're attracted to girls. Your husband has been sleeping with this woman. This is a mess. And all you want to know is, should you believe him? I mean... It's ridiculous. What?
How many people what? Is in this
yes,
letter?
Yes, it's too much.
How many people in that room?
It's way too much. All right, we'll be back with more.
How you just kiss a dude, but you love threesomes? What?
This is so crazy. All right, we'll be back with part two of the Strawberry Letter coming up.
All we did was kiss.
Yes. You're listening.
Age trois, a quatre secondes. And a Cinco de Mayo. I don't know how many people in this room. 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know what's happening. But you can't play Take Me to the King and then this here. So let's just go and get to it.
Well,
then.
We do need Jesus.
You're married. You've been 13 years, married for 9. You got a phone call when you was 8 months pregnant from a girl stating that she was sorry to inform you. But her and your husband slept together, and now she's pregnant. A quatre secondes and a Cinco de Mayo. I don't know how many people in this room. 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know what's happening. But you can't play Take Me to the King and then this here. So let's just go and get to it.
Well, we do need Jesus.
You're married. You've been 13 years, married for 9. You got a phone call when you was 8 months pregnant from a girl stating that she was sorry to inform you. But her and your husband slept together, and now she's pregnant. You can't imagine what went through my mind at that time. Needless to say, we worked through this. What do you mean, needless to say, we worked through this? A couple of years later, 2 kids later, he still wasn't providing me with the compassion that he had when we was dating. So I sought out the attention of another man. I never had sex with this guy, but we did kiss. I know that I was wrong, and I own up to my mistakes. We got past this ordeal as well. Y'all some getting past people. I ain't gonna lie to you. Y'all theme song ought to be We Shall Overcome. It's an old Negro spiritual. It's available on iTunes. Then out of nowhere, my husband and I love having threesomes, and he knows that I'm attracted to girls. What? Okay, let's just go and get this. First of all, this is not a marriage. If you listen to the wedding vows at most marriages, this that you described is not a marriage. This is too many people in here. Where was all them people when the man said, do you, Shamika, take Tyrone? And Tyrone, do you take Shamika? It doesn't say that. You have an arrangement. You don't have a marriage, okay? This is just an arrangement. And it's a crazy arrangement. And do you need counseling? Yes. Do he need counseling? Yes. Really, y'all just need to sit y'all fast ass down somewhere and stop all this foolishness.
Whew. All right, tweet me at my girl Shirley and let me know what you think about today's strawberry letter. Should I believe it or not?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.